In bright animation, a long shadow appears on a rock, then a creature wearing a highwayman's mask adjusts his hat. A bug-eyed insect crawls towards his feet, looks up, then shrieks. Magic Light Pictures presents Rob Brydon, Francis de la Tour, Tom Hollander, Nina Sasanya, David Tennant. The bandit rat brandishes his sword at his chestnut horse.
Stand and deliver!
His horse gestures the other way. Then, when the rat turns to look, the horse knocks the rat's tricorn hat down over his eyes. The rat readjusts it, then pats the horse's nose. The rat mounts his horse, then sees his saddlebags empty, save for an apple core and a few stray crumbs. He shrugs, then flicks his reins, making his horse rear up. The Highway Rat. They gallop off, then spot a rabbit up ahead with a carrot in his hand. The rat holds out his sword, then the rabbit reluctantly sticks the carrot on the end of the blade.
The Highway Rat was a baddie. The Highway Rat was a beast. He took what he wanted and ate what he took. His life was one long feast.
He tosses the stalk to his horse.
Here.
Now, the Highway Rat inches along the tree branch, then scoops some honey out of a hive, angering the bees. Hanging upside down, he fights off the swarming bees, then leaps onto his horse and gallops away. As he licks some honey off his sword, he sees his reflection in the metal, then grins.
Yeah. His teeth were sharp and yellow. His manners were rough and rude. Oh.
He swipes a bundle from a flying duck, who dives into his saddlebag to retrieve it. While she's upside down, the rat flicks her with his sword, then she flies away. The horse raises his eyebrow, then the rat shrugs sheepishly before they gallop away.
And the Highway Rat went riding, 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 riding along the highway and stealing the traveller's food.
The duck watches the Highway Rat chase another traveller along the road. In a clearing, the rat sorts his loot into a pile of fruit for him and a pile of vegetables for his horse. He picks up a Brussels sprout, then grimaces, passing it to the horse. The rat shoos a bee away from the bundle he stole from the duck, then he opens it up. Inside is a cherry-topped cupcake with bright pink icing. The rat turns away, hiding the cake from his horse. He licks his lips, staring down at the icing, then nips off the cherry. He gobbles up the rest of the cake, then shoos the bee away from the crumbs he drops on the ground. The bee looks disappointed as the rat eats up the crumbs, then it spots a rabbit hopping along the road, carrying a basket. The Highway Rat watches the bee hover around her, then sees what looks like pink icing inside her basket. The rat puts on his mask, then leaps up onto a rock overlooking the path.
A rabbit came hopping along the road, then stopped with her paws in the air. For blocking her way was the Highway Rat, who cried out,
"Who goes there?"
He leaps down in front of her, then pulls out his sword.
Give me your pastries and puddings.
Puddings? No.
Give me your chocolate and cake.
She shakes her head.
Bye.
For I am the Rat of the Highway. Oh. The highway! The highway!
Ooh. Ooh.
Yes! Ooh. Yes, I am the Rat of the Highway. And whatever I want, I take.
I have no cakes,
the rabbit replied.
I just have a bunch of clover.
Huh?
The highway rat gave a scornful look, but he ordered.
Oh, hand it over.
Here.
He finds the basket full of pink flowers.
This clover is bound to be tasteless. Ew, this clover is dull as can be. But I am the rat of the highway, and this clover belongs to me.
He feeds the flowers to his horse, then rides off. The rabbit takes her last remaining flower out from behind her ear. Then the highway rat's horse doubles back and gobbles it. The highway rat rides on, then spots a frog hanging a wanted sign on a tree. The frog leaps away in fright, then the highway rat admires his picture on the sign. He then rips down the sign, rolls it up, and looks through one end, scanning his surroundings. Across the fields, he sees a squirrel loading up a wooden cart.
Buns? Or biscuits?
A squirrel came bounding along the road, then stopped with a shake and a shiver. For reining his horse was the highway rat, who thundered,
"Stand and stand and deliver."
He leaps off his horse.
"Give me your buns and your biscuits."
Grabbing the squirrel's sack,
"Give me your chocolate eclairs. For I am the rat of the highway. The highway! The highway! Yes, I am the rat of the highway, and the rat thief never shares."
I have no buns,
the squirrel replied.
I just have a sack of nuts.
Nuts?
The squirrel shrieks as the highway rat begins throwing away his hazelnuts. He runs after them, stuffing two into his cheeks, then races after another that's bouncing along the path. The horse kicks it away. Then the squirrel tumbles to catch it, then catches another, then another.
The robber snatched the sack and snarled.
I'll have no ifs or buts. These nuts are probably rotten. Oh, these nuts are hard as can be.
The squirrel gathers up his hazelnuts, then hugs the sack, looking relieved. Hearing him giggle, the highway rat turns around, then snarls at him.
But I am the rat of the highway, and these nuts belong to me.
The highway rat loads the sack onto his saddle, then gallops away on his horse. Further along the road, the highway rat snatches a wicker hamper out of a badger's hands. He reaches inside, then groans, finding a fresh radish inside. Next, he steals a basket from a kitten, then cries out in frustration, realizing what looked like speckled cupcakes is really some spotty mushrooms. At sunset, the highway rat spots a line of ants snaking their way along the path in front of him, then sees they're carrying what looks like a lollipop with a shiny green wrapper.
Some ants came crawling along the road, then stopped with a somersault.
The horse blocks their path.
For baring his teeth was the highway rat, who bellowed a deafening
halt! Give me your sweets and your lollies. Give me your toffees and chews. For I am the rat of the highway. The highway.
The ants cluster around the leaf, then the rat swipes them with his sword, thinning them out until a single ant somersaults onto his blade. The rat flicks his sword, then the ant lands in a heap.
Yes, I am the rat of the highway, and nobody dares to refuse.
We have no sweets,
the ants replied.
We just have this nice green leaf.
Oh, no you don't! Not anymore,
declared the highway thief.
This leaf is nasty and bitter. This leaf is as thin as can be. But I am the rat of the highway, and this leaf belongs to... me.
The highway rat looks into the distance, then spots a clearing where a group of animals are preparing for a gathering. He grins, then strides along the road, treading on the poorly ant as he goes. His horse winces, then the other ants scurry over to help their friend. The animals spot the rat. The rat steers his horse towards the clearing, leaping over the duck, then spearing a sausage away from a smartly dressed fox. A panicked hedgehog curls into a ball, then the duck kicks him out of the highway rat's path. Seeing the duck in front of him, the horse skids to a halt, then the rat swipes his sword at the duck, who flies off.
Come on.
The horse hangs back, looking reluctant. Then the rat steals a fish from a startled frog.
With never a please or a thank you, the rat carried on in this way. Flies from a spider. Milk from a cat. He once stole his own horse's hay.
The duck comes in to land on a rocky hill, then looks down sadly at the empty clearing. Now, a weak-looking rabbit passes a frog who's clutching his tummy.
The creatures who travelled the highway grew thinner and thinner and thinner.
The animals scatter as the highway rat passes by, snacking on the back of his horse.
While the highway rat grew horribly fat.
The duck.
He's eating up everyone's dinner! Dinner! Dinner!
She flies into the cave in front of her. She flies out, then spots the highway rat riding along the path below. She swoops down, hides behind a rock, then lets out a deep breath.
A duck came waddling down the road, then stopped with a...
How do you do?
You...
He checks under her wings, then sighs, looking irritated.
I see you have nothing,
the rat complained.
In that case, I'll have to eat.
You?
I doubt if you're terribly juicy. Most likely you're tough as can be. But I am the rat of the...
highway?
The highway.
The highway?
Yes, I am the rat of the highway, and I fancy a duck for tea.
Hang on,
quacked the duck.
For I have a sister with goodies you might prefer. I know that she'd love to meet you, and I'm certain that you'd like her. For in her cave, her deep, dark cave, right at the top of the hill, are biscuits and buns aplenty. And there you may eat your fill.
Yes! Lead on!
Cried the rat.
He ushers her onto his horse, then heaves himself onto the saddle behind her. The horse attempts to rear, then walks on.
And they took to the road, which seemed it would never end. Onwards they rode and upwards. Bend after bend after bend.
The weary horse struggles up the winding path, then stops as they reach the cave.
At last they came to a lonely cave, and the duck began to quack. She quacked,
"Good evening, sister. Sister. Sister."
And
sister.
A voice from the cave came back.
"Shh. Do you have cakes and chocolates?"
the highway robber cried, and
"Chocolates! Chocolates! Chocolates!"
the voice from the cave replied,
"I'm coming to take them!"
the rat thief yelled. His greedy eyes grew round and
"Take them! Take them! Take them!"
came back the welcome sound.
When the horse refuses to move, the rat whacks him with his sword. Then the horse sits down, tipping him off his back.
The highway rat leapt off his horse. Into the cave he strode.
The duck leaps into the horse's saddle.
The duck took hold of the horse's reins and galloped down the road.
The rat spots a pile inside the cave. He runs towards it, then sinks in his teeth, but finds it's a pile of rocks. He scurries across the cave to pat down another pile, but finds only more thick rock.
Chocolates, 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 chocolates.
The highway rat hurries away, then stops, seeing a dead end in front of him. He looks around, realizing he's surrounded by darkness, then bumps into a rock shaped like a face. Outside, the horse gallops down a steep path, startling a group of crows.
Faster and ever faster, following all the bends, the plucky young duck went
riding, riding,
riding, galloping down the highway, back to her hungry
friends.
The other animals peek out of their hiding places.
Here.
She empties out a sack of food. After dark, the animals mingle by a roaring fire.
Then they shared out the food from the saddlebags and feasted all night long. Bright were the flames of the bonfire. Loud was the music and song.
With one foot in plaster, the injured ant joins its friends. Then a bashful mouse offers the rabbit a clover.
Wild was the moonlight dancing. Merry the cheer and chat.
For now we can live in freedom, safe from the highway rat.
And what of the rat in the echoey cave?
The horse and duck exchange looks, then turn towards the hill. As snow falls outside, the highway rat makes his way through the gloomy cave, looking skinny, weak and weary. He spots a cave drawing of galloping horses, then reaches up to touch the largest one's nose and remembers his own horse. Suddenly, he sees daylight up above, then rushes forward, nearly tripping off a steep precipice. He turns around, then sees a wall of tiny yellow eyes snap open. It's a colony of bats. The bats fly at the highway rat, who teeters off the edge, then tumbles down into a pool of glowing green water. Panicking, he looks around, then tries to climb back up, but slides down a slippery wall. The rat stares up at the high walls, then falls to his knees in the water and begins to sob.
Oh.
He sees his snarling reflection. He jumps, then thinks back to the fearful faces of the squirrel, the rabbits, the ants, and the duck. Horrified, the rat tosses his sword into the water, then begins removing his highwayman's cape. He throws down his mask, then sees his hat wriggling on the water. He lifts it up, then sees two sinking fireflies. The highway rat gasps, then fishes them out and shakes them awake. He smiles, watching them flutter away. Then a lizard darts out its tongue and swallows them up.
Huh? Oh!
The rat squeezes the lizard, making it spit out the fireflies. The flies flutter away, then stop halfway up the cavern, looking back at the rat. They fly back down to him, then their bodies begin to glow. The fireflies guide the highway rat to a corner of the cavern, then fly upwards, illuminating a path up towards daylight. The rat smiles, then begins to climb.
Wait! 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 Wait!
And as for the rat in the echoey cave, he shouted and wandered till he found his way out of the darkness on the other side of the hill.
The rat shivers in the snow, then walks towards a town in the distance. Now on a quiet high street, the highway rat passes a dog munching some food. Then his stomach begins to growl. He bumps into a bear, then smacks into a shop window. He slides down the glass, then opens up the door and sees shelves filled with colourful cakes. The rat explores the shop, looking into a glass jar filled with sweets, then gazing at some gruffalo-shaped cookies inside a cabinet. He walks on, then gasps, seeing a plate filled with cupcakes like the one he stole from the duck.
No.
The sheep shopkeeper peeks out of a back room as the rat steps back, stopping himself from stealing one. On a snowy evening, a family of wolves leave the shop laden down with treats, then the duck walks in. She points to one of the cupcakes, then the shopkeeper nods. As he hands it over, the shopkeeper drops the cake, but the rat catches it. Now wearing a shop assistant's uniform, the rat hands the cake back to the duck. The duck walks to the door, then looks back and gives the rat a friendly wave. Once she's gone, the rat licks a piece of icing off his finger, then spots his horse watching him through the window. Looking embarrassed, he pretends to be busy sweeping the floor. Outside, the horse shakes his head, then begins to speak.
A thinner and greyer and meeker rat. He robs on the road no more, for he landed a job in a cake shop.
A cake shop?
A cake shop.
With the duck in his saddle, the horse rears, then gallops away.
And they say he still works in the cake shop, sweeping the cake shop floor.